This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Some Colorado parents may be excited about a new state law that gives their children 10 free hours of pre-K a week. But Chalkbeat reporter Ann Shimke says it might not work for everyone.
I think the other states that have it do feel like it's successful, but I don't think anybody feels like it's a perfect program that's reaching all the kids who need it.
Shimke says families may find it hard to send their kids to school for half a day, and people who live in rural areas may not have enough providers. Despite that, research says about 75% of families who have access to similar programs in other states do use them. A 12th grade student from Colorado Springs is a finalist in the National Poetry Out Loud competition. It's the second year in a row Aiden Reed has made the finals. Reed told Colorado Matters last year that poetry has the power to move people.
Now that I have the opportunity to evoke that kind of emotion in others through the recitation of poetry, I mean, that's just a beautiful opportunity.
Reed is one of nine students vying for the championship and a $20,000 prize. Next month, finalists will each read a poem at an event where the winner will be announced. Residents of an Eastern Plains town near the Kansas border are returning home after a wildfire forced evacuations yesterday. Several small grass fires burned at least one home in Holly. No injuries have been reported. Drought and windy weather will continue to fuel dangerous fire conditions across much of southern Colorado and parts of the plains today. This is CPR.